Hey, y'all. Hey, I just want to take the moment to say happy Social Worker Month. That's right. The month of March is dedicated to give homage to our social workers who have paved the way, social workers who are doing the work, and just to recognize the work that is done by us. So I would like to say happy Social Workers Month to you guys. The job is daunting, but the reward is great. Also, March is Mental Health Awareness Month, which ties into us social workers and what we do. So make sure that you are doing what it takes to protect and stabilize your mental health. So let's jump into the episode for today. We're talking about our emotional awareness, being emotional mature. Let's get it. Start your day off right with a dose of vitamin E. Welcome to the Step Strong Podcast. I am your host, Tara J. Black, the Round the Way Social Worker. Here, our main purpose is to heal, empower, and motivate you to smile big and step strong through this thing called life. Now let's get to the business. It's Tara. Are you ready to reset your life? Well, good news. I am the Step Strong Coach, and I can show you how to reset your life and step strong unapologetically, be it your personal or your relationship. Click the link in the bio of the podcast so you can schedule an appointment so that you can live your best life. Now, step strong. Hey, watch. Hey, y'all. Hey, it's Tara. You know Tara, your Round the Way Social Worker. And baby, we are back again. And honey, I don't know about y'all, but I've really enjoyed the talks and the topics that we've been having about being emotionally aware or rising or building or growing in emotional intelligence. So I don't know if you listened to last week's episode, but it was just candid conversations with some of my girlfriends. And it was so good, because there was a time to reflect and everyone had said their piece in reference to being emotionally aware and what it looks like to them and where they are in their different stages of life. As we get up every day, and this is what I want to say to you, as we get up every day, we will be faced with emotions. But as we are faced with emotions, it's up to us how to deal with our emotions in each ship that we are docking and onboarding. Hello, somebody. So I've learned as I've come across people, and even, you know, within my circle, people are, baby, they are easily offended and they let their emotions just take control. And then that's where confusion and separation comes in. And then relationships that were not supposed to be severed, relationships that were not supposed to be disconnected, find themselves disconnected, severed, and they are no longer in existence, all because of how we are, our emotional awareness or intelligence needed some work. It needed some work. And then not only if it needed some work, and I don't want to just say us, but sometimes the people that we were involved in, they needed to recognize there and be aware of them. But then it goes back to us. We have to show people grace, because everybody's not where we at. Everybody's not growing where we're growing. But if you were adult enough to have a conversation to discuss the out of range emotions and how to move past those and how to address them. Now, that's all different subject. That's a different subject altogether. But I just want to give you as you continue to grow and become emotionally aware and your intelligence for emotions increase, It's just like I was just studying and reading a lot of things, and I always want to pour into you things that you can apply and not just to ramble off. But there was a method, and I don't know, y'all can do some research on it or whatever, and you know how it comes. But first and foremost, what we need to do is recognize. You need to recognize what emotions are you feeling and what emotion are you going through at that particular time. Because you know when your Richter scale goes off, honey, you know exactly what it is. And I think that sometimes what we do is we don't call a thing a thing. I'm not mad. I'm okay. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you're feeling that way, are you angry? Are you frustrated? Are you disappointed? Call it what it is. And a lot of times, I know for a fact, people mislabel things. They'll say, oh, you mad? No, it's not the fact that I'm mad. I'm disappointed at the fact X, Y, Z, A, B, C. Or I'm frustrated because I've explained A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. So call it what it is and quit putting a generic label. You mad, you angry. Quit putting it, go a little bit deeper and really break that thing down. And once you're able to break it down and you're able to understand what exactly you're feeling, what emotion that is, whether you're frustrated, whether you're hurt, whether you're sad, whether you're disappointed. And then at that time, give yourself time to feel it. It's okay. Baby, we're human. We are human. So that means that we have emotions. God created us, honey, in the image and likeness of Him. He is a sovereign God. He is a compassionate God. He is a forgiving God. He is a gracious God. So He's all of that. Those are attributes and those are signs of, you know, emotion. So I'm just saying, it's okay to feel what you feel, but make sure that what you're saying that you're feeling is the right thing. Because I've been in situations where we've had heated conversations with, be it with friends or even at work, or even in my relationship. And I'm like, I'm mad. But really, you're not mad. You were really hurt. Why are you hurt? You know, well, really, I was not, you know, angry. I was disappointed. Why are you disappointed? So once we allow ourselves to feel, and it's okay. Don't let anybody say, why are you mad? You should be mad at that. Or why are you angry? That's you. That's not me. We're talking about you becoming emotionally aware. You growing in intelligence of your emotions. You have to do what works for you. And I'm telling you, identify it. Identify it and let them know. And why you feel the way you feel. But you have to allow yourself to feel that. Don't try to swallow and choke it back down, honey. You've been passed out. Because you done muffled your emotion. Honey, you done clenched. You done clenched your teeth. And baby, the inside of your jaw is raw. Because you really want to say something. But that comes with being emotionally aware. And emotionally mature. And emotionally intelligent. To be able to give back. To express yourself in a respectful way. And when we can't do that, we bite our tongues, literally. Now your tongue bleeding or the inside of your jaw just ate up or your mouth is stuck out because you haven't come into the position where you can really express yourself. And let me tell y'all, I can only talk about what I know and I can only give you my experiences. I'm telling you, like, before I even got to the level that I am now. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to be honest, because as a coach and as a therapist, as a social worker, I always want to be real and transparent, because just because I have this profession and this is what I do, that does not mean that I got it all together. So I don't know what your title is or what you do, but you ain't got it all together. Because I oftentimes say that I'm a therapist with a therapist. I'm a coach with a coach. Because I still need to unpack some things. But I'm telling you, before I got to the point to where I was emotionally mature and I had the ability to express myself without reacting, but able to respond, honey, I was Katie Kaboom, baby, 5150 every day. When I felt a certain way, I popped off. You know, when something made me feel, you know, some type of way, I popped off. But as I grew as I matured and as I was able to grow spiritually, I was able to understand it's okay. The Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. Come on, that's the word. So God knew that we would be angry or we would be upset or frustrated or let down, rejected. He knew we would feel this, but that's okay. We're humans. So once you are able to recognize it and you allow yourself to feel it and quit denying it, quit denying what it is, because all you're doing at that moment is putting a Band-Aid over a wound. All you're doing at that moment when you deny, I ain't sad. I'm all right. No, you're not. Tell the people that you're not and tell them why you're not. But once you are feeling that, learn to investigate it. What made you feel the way you feel? And why is it when people say this or people do that or you go there or you see this or you hear this, you feel this way? What is that tied to? And a lot of times people don't want to sit with that stuff. They want to skate over like they going ice skating. Or they want to skate over, child, like they going over a bridge. Stop right there and investigate that thing. Because if you stop and investigate it, guess what? You're going to be able to identify it. And you're going to be able to trace it back. Now, it may not be the exact, but you're going to be able to put things together. You know, apples with apples and oranges with oranges. Now, I notice every time such and such come around, I act like this when they say X, Y, Z, or they do 1, 2, 3. Or I notice every time I come in the presence of X, Y, Z, this is what I feel. What is that reminding you of? Investigate that thing. Investigate it. And not only should you investigate it, but you be the one to be able to identify and acknowledge it. And that, my love, is going to raise your natural awareness. You want to be doing something that's going to bring you joy. And this is what I'm saying about bringing you joy. Because you are taking the moment, you are taking the time to really grow emotionally and become aware, which means that's going to make you feel good because, baby, that emotion ain't controlling you. You're not triggered by that emotion because at that point, once you are naturally aware of it, honey, you're going to know how to handle that thing from this day forward. That goes back with setting boundaries in your ships, whatever ship that you are in, be it your motherhood, fatherhood ship, whether be it a relationship, whether it be a work, a business, whatever ship that you're in, because at that point you're going to know, hey, I know that when I am in the presence of them, either you're going to change your presence or you're going to change how you respond. And once you change how you respond, then that's when you are growing emotionally aware of who you are. And then you're able to tell people, hey, that don't work for me right there. So I would appreciate if you didn't, or if you did. That means that you're taking back your power and you're bringing order into the relationship. And I'm telling you, that Dr. Seuss ain't no joke. He said, those that mind ain't gonna matter, and those that matter ain't gonna mind. So when you are growing maturely, and I don't care what age you are, it doesn't matter what age you are at, because, honey, let me tell you, ain't nobody got it all together. And when I started the podcast, this episode, and I was just saying that some relationships have been severed and have been disconnected because of our emotional immaturity. There, as long as you have breath in your body and Holy Spirit leads you to reconcile. Now, don't go on your own, because you go on your own, you're going to be in your feelings again. Because they're not going to receive it the way that you think that they should or you want them to, or vice versa. But as long as you have breath in your body, you're able to, you know, reconcile or mend a thing. And I'm going to tell y'all this, and I love being transparent and being real. I've had some relationships, some amazing relationships that I have been a part of, and they were severed. They were disconnected. They were prematurely ended. And I know it's because of, at the time, my emotional immaturity. I can't speak on them, but I can speak on how I was feeling. So at my emotional immaturity, I said, well, shoot, you don't care? I don't care neither. But as I continue to sit with myself, you know, talk with my therapist, talk with my coach, and really reflect on me and journal and write down things that came to my mind and how it made me feel, I was able to go back to those individuals and I was able to apologize. Now, are the friendships remended? No, they're not. You know, they're not. However, I realized that I was emotional immature at that time. I can't speak on them and I won't speak on them. But I noticed where I was immature. So I wanted to let them know, because for me, you know, the way they spoke with me, the way they did things with me, like, that hurt me. But at the same time, with me growing and becoming aware of my emotions, I could see some things that in those relationships that had happened that triggered me to react the way that I did. So that's what I'm saying. Even though I went back and I apologized and I was like, hey, I apologize for my part. But at the same time, I knew that there was something on the inside or within that relationship that was not conducive to my growth emotionally. So as long as you have breath in your body and you grow, you are growing and you're becoming emotional. Well, because ain't nothing worse than seeing a big, grown, immature, emotionally adult falling out because you're not getting your way, falling out because ain't nobody pleasing you, falling out because, you know, they looked over you. Baby, child, please let it go. Grow your emotions. And when you can feel and identify and investigate and become aware of your emotion, baby, you will feel the difference in the things that you stress about, the things that you complain about, even the things that you think on. Baby, it ain't gonna even be worth it. So we're gonna keep on this emotional intelligence and awareness. And I encourage you to recognize yourself, you, your part. People always want to point fingers in their relationships. Now, he did this, she did that, he doing that, she doing that. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? I think it's time for us to take ownership of us, because at the end of the day, we still have a choice on how we react and how we respond. So you can't point the finger at the people all the time. It starts with self first. You got to get self together. And then once you get self together, then that's going to make you aware of what you will allow and what you won't allow, what you do want and what you don't want in any kind of relationship, because you know the road that you have traveled to get where you are, to grow maturely in your emotions. We're going to talk about this thing again, because we're going to break them down. We're going to break them down, because I feel as though it's needed. So until the next time, y'all continue to smile big, step strong. Why? Because these people are watching you. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see how you're doing it. And most definitely, how in the world are you maintaining, honey? Because they know you're not emotionally mature. But let them know that you're learning yourself. You're relearning. And let them know that your boundaries are being set and they will be adhered to. So until the next time, y'all push past the pain and y'all persevere. Oh, and if you are local here in the city, go ahead and get your ticket for the Identity. It's going to be the first weekend in April. And I'm telling you, it's a workshop. It is a coaching workshop, which means that you'll be cute, but you'll be doing the work, love. So Make sure you have some tissues too, because we're going to scratch the surface of some things that you have buried and covered up, honey. So I look forward to seeing you get your ticket. They're going fast. You can wait till the last minute if you want to. You'll be on the outside looking in, singing that number one hit. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. So remember, y'all, trust God. Go to God. Allow Holy Spirit to speak to you and you be obedient. And remember, delayed obedience is still disobedience. So I love y'all with the love of Christ, and y'all have an amazing day. And I'll hear you back, and invite a friend. Be safe.